Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Expert advice on vitamins to help build immunity at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
I have to say your engagement by text with Gabor Maté is really interesting. He's a provocative guy, isn't he? And a lot of people agreeing with lots of what he says and other people taking issue with some of it. On the teenagers, totally agree with Gabor Maté. We encourage and hand over young people to their peers to learn about life and how to cope. But if they're all a similar age with similar life experiences, how can they learn? Who is guiding them? It's a serious issue. And someone else says, I think it's rubbish to say people who are nice it makes them ill. My motto is, it's nice to be nice. It costs nothing. It makes me feel good to help people. I'm 70 years old. I'm never ill. I don't take any medication. John in Limerick says, Brendan, life is a traumatic experience. There's no way from getting away from that fact. Maria in West Cork says, Brendan, I'm noting an irritation in your tone. Everyone's a therapist now, aren't they, Maria? Okay, so she said, this work Gabor speaks about is a slow process, no quick solution. Maria, I totally take it. If that's what you heard there, and then that's obviously to do with your own experiences and your trauma. I guess, there's so much to get through with Gabor that I wanted to just cram in as much as I could. And secondly, I obviously have to, subject him to reasonably rigorous questioning and question what he's saying as well. But I am a huge fan of Gabor Maté, and I would say his book In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts probably changed my life and changed the way I think about a lot of things. A lot of people saying what a great font of humanity and honesty. I could listen to him all day. And lots more. We might come back to a few of them because there's interesting particular points that people have picked up on. But we'll stay with trauma now. Let's not forget that it's a big day for Leinster rugby fans today because they are making the trip north of the Liffey here in Dublin to Croke Park for their Champions Cup semi-final match against Northampton. And for many of them, it may well be their first time. Broadcaster and Southsider Tom Dunn, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
So, Tom, we're going to do a bit of public service broadcasting now. You're going to give us a survival guide for worried Leinster fans going north side. Are you really a proper Southsider, Tom? Are you born and bred, yeah?
Yeah, totally. From Drimna initially. That's where I began my journey. And then I've kind of progressed through Sandymount and then to Liria. Now we live in Dalkey.
Oh, my God. You've done the full gamut right up to the top.
We're at the forefront now. I'm actually trapped in Dalkey as well. I didn't realise. I may never leave Dalkey. Combination of roadworks, traffic calming, bike lanes, and now no DART. This is probably where the journey ends for me.
I think a lot of people in Dalkey would be entirely happy about that because they're really only happy when they're in Dalkey among their own, aren't they?
I don't think they've experienced stuff like this before. You know, we really are very cut off. That's all I'll say.
Okay, so how are a lot of the Southside Leinster fans going to get to Croke Park then if the DART's not running?
There's a lot of headless chicken stuff going on around this. And, you know, a lot of these people that you talk to them about buses and they have no experience. These people can't handle buses or public transport. So, you know, a lot of them will be saying, what about the jam jar? I wouldn't be taking it to the north side. I really wouldn't. I don't think there's loads. Firstly, I don't think anyone's managed to negotiate the one-way system on Pier Street in a very long time. So I think you'd lose the car at that point straight away. I can only see us happening doing this on foot,
okay,
and really as a kind of a pilgrimage, really, I think is the only way I could see. I reckon she's meeting up around now. She's been meeting up already. The usual spots: Donny and Nesbitt's, the Waterloo. Get the pints in now.
Hang on a minute. Are they not going to go to the traditional Croke Park watering holes for the Hino?
No. Stay away from them. There's talk of if you.
There's nothing there for them.
Nothing there for them. People are saying if you bring a brown thumbs bag with you, you'll get a free pint. That's an obvious trap. Don't fall for that. I don't know what's going on there, but it won't end well. So okay. Don't do that.
Okay, so they're convenient.
Traditional spots amongst your own. Southside pints for Southside people.
Okay.
get them into you. And then I see it as a kind of a pilgrimage down Grafton Street, ideally behind Leinster flags, if we could have people holding kind of pennants, singing Leinster songs, if I was the marrying kind, six old ladies, those kind of things. Maybe grab a good decaf oat milk latte in Grafton Street, because you won't see one on the north side. You won't see another good one once you arrive over there. There's a brilliant bread shop on Pier Street. They sell the Seven Seed Shackleton. It might be a good thing to pick up and bring home for after the game. Good thing to have your hands on. After that, you're into the belly of the beast, you know. And I think sticking together, I'd be saying wear the replica tops. Although no shirt and the tie around your head is still a good look. It's ever really gone out of fashion. And stay together, whatever happens. If you get separated from the group, that's the end of you, really, you know, to tell the truth. The chances of anyone going back for you are non-existent.
Okay, so they should absolutely, they should wear the gear then for easy spotting.
Wear the gear, always keep inside. You'll know each other. I mean, a Southside man is easy to spot. You'll recognise each other, the moist, dry skin, the Oakleys, the properly groomed hair, the faint whiff of sailing. You know, you sense that in another Southside.
Come here, if they do get separated from each other, what do they do?
Hide. I'd try and find, I don't know if they have gardens over there, but if you can get into a garden and stay there, maybe Monday, Tuesday, a search party could be organised. But I think just stay out of trouble, keep the head down, and you may never make your peace with God before you go. You might be coming back.
And listen, how are they going to cope with the no drinks at the seats rule?
I have this sorted.
Okay.
I'm happy to say one of my children is heading off on the Camino, and they've been little Southside girls being, you know, kitted out for that, and they've been issued hydration bladders. They're 2 litre hydration bladders that can go into the back on your back, and a little tube comes out of it, and you just sip from it as you walk the Camino. So, 2 or 3 of them in your backpack would be 6 litres. That should get you 3 hours, I'd say. And you could sit in your seat and have that and nobody would be any the wiser.
Okay, I thought the people getting on texting would be Northsiders giving out about your snobby tone, Tom, but it's defensive Dawkey people. It's an easy walk from Croke Park to the centre of town. Done it many times over the years, John and Dawkey. And then someone else pointed out,
tough men.
All in Dawkey was at Croke Park when Cooler won the All-Ireland Club Championships. We know the route, but I can't speak for that lot in Killiney or Sandy Cove, though.
Right. Most of what I've learned about the North Side, I've learned from Aslan, my good friends in Aslan. And, you know, I befriended them more out of fear than anything else, to tell the truth. But they always had some line about the North Side women of fake jewellery and real orgasms. And I never knew what that meant. And I don't want to know it.
No, and neither do I. And we're going to leave it at that. Thank you very much, Tom Dunn. And we wish them all good luck and Godspeed on the journey. Thanks, Tom.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.